Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1753. How to Use Primal Movement to Rebel Against Captivity, Part 2, by Jonathan Mead, with nerdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more. This is kind of like an audiobook, but imagine it's from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites. And lastly, always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today's post is part 2 from yesterday, so if you're new here or skipping around, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That was episode 1752. But if you're all caught up, let's jump right in and hear part 2 and continue optimizing your life. How to Use Primal Movement to Rebel Against Captivity, Part 2, by Jonathan Mead, with nerdfitness.com. Here are 2 movements you can start with right now that every human should master. 1. Squat deep. Believe it or not, and to grass squat is the natural human resting position, and it results in less lower back pain among indigenous people, despite a lack of access to things like chairs. For people who don't live in a civilized modern society, this is how they rest. So, how do you do it? Arrange your feet shoulder width apart and begin lowering yourself down, leading with your tailbone as if you're feeling for a chair behind you. Keep going lower until your thighs are touching your calves. Make sure your heels stay on the ground. Try to hold this position for as long as you can, even if it's just for a few seconds, gradually working up to being able to hold for several minutes. Try it while watching TV, playing video games, or reading. Just do it. Desk jockeys, be sure to avoid hunching forward. And 2, hang out. Did you know that our shoulders are meant for us to hang? We evolved to be able to hang out on branches. Just look at the way kids naturally hang and swing on the playground. It's actually critical for the health of our spine and shoulders. If you can, mount a pull-up bar in your doorway and spend 10 to 30 seconds hanging each time you go through. If your hands aren't strong enough, use a bit of assistance by putting your feet on a chair. Creating the habit of all-day movement. As you've probably guessed by now, the real benefit comes when we start to implement old-school movement throughout our modern lives. Our Paleolithic ancestors were constantly moving and dealing with Mother Nature throwing chaos at them. They simply had no other choice but to continually move and adapt. As Anthony Michael points out, we send our bodies conflicting information all day long if we don't actively work on it. If you stretch for 10 seconds, hey body, being mobile and flexible is important. The other 86,390 seconds, we're saying, hey body, stretching isn't important. In fact, sitting is. So, how can you make natural movement a lifestyle or a continual fixture in your day? The key isn't to pledge to move more and sit less, but to change your environment and your habits so that these changes become a natural part of your life. And we start to tip the scales back in favor of move, squat, and hang. Here are a few tips to help get you started. 1. Consider a standing desk. Most of us work on the computer these days, which creates a whole host of issues. One of the best ways to combat this is to create a standing desk. This can be accomplished with something as simple as a couple of boxes to put your monitor on. That's how I started out. Or by investing in an adjustable height desk. This is not to say to stand all day, which might have its own problems. The idea is that you're moving more. 2. Put a medicine ball and tennis ball under your desk. The medicine ball can be used to stretch your calves by placing your toes and the ball of your foot on the medicine ball. And the tennis ball can be used to massage and stimulate your feet. 3. Consider a cobblestone mat for your house. The more you vary the terrain you walk on, the more you stimulate your feet and create healthy unpredictability. 4. Squat while you eat. This is a habit I recently started. I try to squat while I eat as much as possible. This definitely helps you if you have a low coffee table to eat at, similar to a low Japanese-style dining table where you sit cross-legged. It's how humans used to eat before the advent of chairs. Squatting may also serve to massage the internal organs and build healthier, stronger knees. And 5, put a pull-up bar in your doorway and hang every time you go through the door. Hanging and brachiating is a natural human pattern, and our shoulder joints are designed for brachiation. Why hang? Hanging and swinging creates healthier shoulders. Aim for 30 seconds of passive hanging every time you go through the door. These are just a few habits you can start implementing to incorporate more primal movement into your daily life. So, where do I start? The unsexy part of leveling up, especially with something like fundamental foundational movement, is going back to the basics. By drilling these patterns into our day, our bodies adapt and thus build a solid foundation of awesome. Remember, the second rule of the rebellion is that you're in for life. In other words, it's not about diets or short-term fixes. It's about creating a new lifestyle. To get back to your natural health, you need to create a lifestyle of movement. One way to do this is to start with a habit. The challenge, therefore, is simple. For a total of 10 minutes a day, squat. You don't need to do it all in one sitting, or squatting. It can and should be spread throughout the day. Do it every day for 30 days to create the habit. Here are some ideas to level up your squats. Squat while you're waiting for the bus. Squat while you poop. Seriously, there are a lot of benefits to this. Squat while you work on your laptop. Use a 14 to 18 inch box. Squat while you're waiting in line. This does take a bit more courage. Squat through your whole meal. Or give away your couch and squat while watching television. I challenge you to level up your natural strength. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, How to Use Primal Movement to Rebel Against Captivity, by Jonathan Mead with nerdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I agree with today's author, Jonathan, that squatting when performed correctly, is such a powerful movement and a movement that we should be able to perform for most of our lives. At first, if you find it odd to perform a standing squat without any support, you could try to perform a wall squat. That's where you stand with your back flush up against a wall and slowly bend your knees. So again, you keep your back flush against the wall while bending your knees. You'll probably find that as your upper body starts to lower, you'll need to move your feet further away from the wall to keep your balance, and that's okay. The goal is to get your upper body as low as you can until your hips are at least level with your knees. If you can't get that low at first, that's okay. With time, it will get better. Now, once you've lowered your body into a position that feels comfortable while still taxing those quadricep muscles, hold that position for 10 seconds. Then stand up again, remove your back from the wall, shake it out, and give your body a little break. Then repeat. So stand with your back flush against the wall again, lower your body, bend those knees, and hold that position for another 10 seconds. Repeat this pattern until you feel like you've had enough. Just remember, the goal isn't to make sure you're so sore the next day that you can't walk. Instead, it's to trigger those muscles to wake up again. Perform this wall squat every day and try and beat your time. Instead of holding the position for 10 seconds, could you hold it for 15? Then eventually, stop using the wall to squat completely. That's how you can level up. All right, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.